So I reiterate here, the bill is dead.
The story of this great city is about the years before this night.
We are free!
Hey everyone, this is Ho Ho Hong Kong with me, Vivek Money and my co-host, who is?
It sounded like the start of an alarm.
Yeah,
like exactly. A raid. Yeah, exactly. I'm like, man, that sounds terrifying.
Yeah, the best thing is that it's coming from two of us.
Yeah.
They're like, that makes total sense.
Yeah. I'm Mohammed Magdi, sitting here. Beautiful afternoon. Weather sunny. We're high up on. We made it.
Yeah, we're on the 19th floor. We still don't have live video just yet.
Yeah.
We're not doing that as yet. There's still a bit
no,
more.
No, this is coming up quite soon.
We're not on the floor.
We're not on the floor.
We're sitting on a chair on a nice fancy table.
Fancy ass table. Oh my God. So, I wish you guys can see this.
Yeah, yeah. It's a nice little solid wood table, which I've always wanted to have.
Yeah.
As sitting on shitty IKEA chairs. You know, because the idea.
That's just life.
That's just life, exactly. No, the idea was like, where are they going to be looking?
Yeah.
They put all the money into where they're looking.
That's true.
And ignore where they're sitting.
Yeah.
Their comfort is not my priority for my budget.
But that also doesn't really make sense because you hate guests as well. You don't want anyone to come here.
That's the thing. So I've actually, look, again, for anybody who knows, my entrance to outside the lift, I make it a point to make it like, what, huh? You know, I want the double take because it's like, you better really want to be here. Otherwise, don't show up. Right. But secondly, but if you do show up and you persevere and you get into the house, I'm like, all right, okay, you deserve to enjoy this now.
Yes.
But until then, I don't want none of this. Like, just thought I'll just drop by. There's no dropping by.
Yeah, there's no dropping by.
Yeah, there's no dropping by, man. Like, I think that's what I tell people. Like, a lot of times when I go to, like, say, schools and everything, like, oh, you're such a nice guy. I'm like, no. Like, you're missing the point. I'm nice when I'm doing my work.
Right.
I'm happy to be at your school.
Yeah.
But when I'm at home, I'm like, buddy, I'm not welcoming nobody.
Right.
Right? I'll be very friendly to you when I'm on the streets. And I'm not faking it. But once I'm home, I'm like, you better.
This is your space.
Yeah, this is my space. And you better earn it to be in my space. Yeah, it's one of those weird things.
Well, you
man.
Did earn this space. It's quite nice. And none of our listeners will ever see it.
Yeah,
that's why we have to describe to them.
I mean, the best thing is that when we do the video podcast, thing, it'll literally be in the one corner small room,
right?
And you're like, that house looks like shit. I'm like, that's the point.
I mean, honestly, in Hong Kong, to have a dedicated podcast studio room that is like ultimately,
that's
I don't
ridiculous.
Even know what is more luxurious than
right?
that,
right? I know. I mean, I have that little one, what we're calling the Zen room, is going to be a combination of number one, the podcast room, it's going to be a combination of my writing room, it's going to be a combination of a guest bedroom, should that ever happen,
I don't think that would ever happen.
So, when Jason is coming, Jason Young, when he comes to Hong Kong, he's going to be staying in this room,
No.
So I'm trying to figure out how to quickly get everything put together so he can at least have a bed there, you know.
Amazing.
Yeah, yeah. So that's
with the two cameras pointing at him.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah. I'm like, this is weird. I'm like, just want to make sure you're safe, buddy.
Yeah.
Just making sure, and, you know, you do some hanky panky.
Just put a baby monitor there.
Yeah, right.
Like, Jason, are you okay?
Yeah, exactly. He's like, wah. It's like a breastfeeding bottle just for the sake of it. No. So yeah, all that stuff's coming together. Last night, oddly enough, I know this is one of the boring things I do. I redid some of the cabling because I was like so picky. I'm like,
you're
I don't know.
You're so tinkery as well. It's
It
would be quite annoying to see you like at midnight, you're like just pulling up every wire from the wall.
It's ridiculous, man. Like literally last night, if you see on the floor in my kitchen, you'll see a bunch of like leftover wires that I've cut off and everything.
Yeah.
I redid them. I'm like, I don't trust what they've done. I want to make sure I've touched my thing. It's just stupid stuff.
That can get quite like bad though, because like, you know, you can go down a rabbit hole. It's like, you know, you fuck up like an arrangement.
Yeah.
And then the next thing has to be arranged. And
The
next thing you know is the whole house is
absolutely
just like undone.
Man. Like, dude, let me tell you this. The one rabbit hole you can have is buying furniture.
Yeah.
That can get you, man. You'll go to, like, for example, this table. I went out to get the table.
Mm.
I see a stand. I'm like, that's a nice stand.
Yeah.
I'm like, and it's on sale. Oh, my God. It's so good. I'm like, I'm going to hate myself, but I'm going to regret it, you know. Just stupid stuff. And I'm telling you, man, like later on when I have my little piece at the entranceway, when you see it, you'll understand what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And then you'll describe it when it
happens.
Well,
the entrance, actually, we can take photos and post it for our listeners.
Yeah. We can do it later. Yeah. It's not there yet.
Yes.
Yeah, the item's not
there. When it's there, it's like,
it'll
that's
need another,
actually,
like, it's like 8 more weeks to go.
Right. And you're having it custom made.
It's not really custom made, but it has to be shipped over.
Right. Yeah, okay.
So it's one of the things that the shipping is a slow thing. I'm like, you take your time,
yeah,
man.
Take
you
your
know?
Time.
Yeah.
It's going to be worth it.
I'm telling you, man. Like, I'm extremely confident to the point I'm like, whatever thing you're thinking, raise it up to another higher level. You're like,
damn.
God damn, dude.
Nice.
Like, I'm telling you, because like, when I saw this item, I'm like, God damn. This right, is it. This is the one, man.
Amazing.
Yeah. All right. So for everyone who's still anticipating, please go ahead and dream and imagine. And hopefully the day will come when we post it as a thumbnail.
Exactly. That might be around the time when we are doing video as well. So it could be all in one go.
Yeah. Anyways.
For us here, this is actually the end of the first week. We started the residency at Lips at the Hyatt. And what a week.
Yeah.
It's very, you haven't done it yet, but it's very different, you know. That's I think it's one cool thing about what we do is that, like, you can always have something completely new.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, I did not know we can do it this way, or like the shows can be this way.
Yeah, yeah.
And for us, like, obviously a lot of us have done like shows back to back before, but to be going back to the same place every night.
Yeah.
For 5 nights. And also have like half the amount, like the duration of the show.
Yeah.
These shows are very short. They're 45 minutes.
Yeah.
And something is quite exciting about that, because you're like, oh, I'm on stage. I am like the only constant on stage, and everything else around me is like changing every day.
Yeah.
So the audience, like most of the audience, are either like fancy people coming for like nice cocktails or hotel guests. So, yeah. So fair you enough, feel like just like a Vegas entertainer.
Yeah, yeah.
It's actually a really cool experience.
Hey guys, we're back. Who's coming in Hong Kong first time?
Yeah.
This gentleman over here understands what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And actually, there is also like, I caught myself saying like, you know, this is a full program. They didn't even tell me to do that, but I'm like, you know, there is band afterwards. There is magic. It's like a full program.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you, like, but you have done like cruise ships as well. So when you're just part of a program, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'm used to like being the main
program.
Attraction.
Yeah, exactly.
I am the program.
Yeah, yeah. You're just one of many. Right? You go there, do your thing, get out. You know?
Yes.
Like with cruise ships, what happens is, so I normally do the big theaters, okay? Mm. That's usually one big show per night, or maybe two shows, but same show in the same night, right? However, yes, you have a full day of program. So for example, let's say 2 p.m., they'll have the balloon guy playing all the tricks with the balloon guy.
Imagine being the balloon guy.
I'm the balloon guy.
Then you have that like during the daytime for the kids. Then probably like 6 p.m. they have something like lounge music, jazz thing. Because people will dress differently. They
really?
Will live. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
How much, how much clothes do you pack for?
This is what I mean.
I feel like you just like, for me, I would just take like the lightest things, because I'm like, no one gives a shit.
You will be surprised. Okay, so let me explain to you. On the cruise ships, every other night or something, they might have different themes. And the theme will go to the buffet and everything.
Like, tonight's theme is Oriental.
Yeah, they actually say that. Oriental, okay. And like, you
would, if you're on a cruise ship, PC culture is out of the window.
Out of the way.
You're literally in international water.
Yeah. You can't get in trouble, you know. The craziest thing is that I remember going there and I was on the same cruise line for 2 weeks. In other words, I did 1 week, I got out for a day and I went back on again. It's the same exact destinations and everything, just different audience. Which means the whole program is identical.
Oh, boy.
The food on the menu is everything identical. Yeah. The decoration is all identical, everything, right? So I literally see the same thing twice. And you would see them. And the weird thing is that people, before they get on, it's mostly white people, right, for this one. And I remember is that the first time coming to Asia. Okay, so this bunch of white older people who've never been to Asia before.
Yeah.
Now you're going to like shatter every idea they had about Asia. They're like dragons, tigers, and they're like lanterns and stuff. Okay, so we get into, I believe, somewhere in China. And of course, they're allowed to go for the excursions outside. Mm. And to welcome them, they obviously have lion dance. Like, this is not real.
Amazing.
This is not
real. Yeah, and for them, they're like, it's exactly what I thought.
Exactly. Isn't this the way you get welcomed over here? You know, I'm like, dude, no, you don't get
to
march.
There's like a Tai Chi master in the background. He just built like a whole fake...
Exactly.
Like
lanterns and shit. I'm like, you don't have, whatever, man, you know. So then you see
step
that.
Out a little bit more.
Yeah.
And you just see like the smoking uncle. You're like, that is a real China.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, now you go. But obviously, that, like, the excursion this way. The excursion's this way. So it's not that
It's very protected.
Very protected, you know.
Oh, and my God. Yeah.
I get it. I understand. It's like, it's basically like they put a package together just to entertain you. Whatever. Who cares, right?
Yeah.
And so you have that. Then on the cruise ship, sometimes you might have like Oriental themed day.
Still
so
Oriental.
You'll have some of that, you know. Yeah. And like, you'll have Mandarin, like the orange chicken and lemon chicken. I'm like, this is not what?
Yeah, this is not even real Chinese food.
But you have to remember, you are entertaining a bunch of Americans who are like 60 years old.
Right.
So telling them that, you know, cha siu pao, they're like, the hell is this? It's not Chinese. It's not Chinese.
That's not
food.
Chinese. Yeah.
So you're literally taking a bunch of people to Asia, but showing them their version of Asia to satisfy them. So they feel like they've seen the real Asia, which doesn't shatter their dreams.
Yep. One of the most successful restaurants in Shanghai when I was living there was called Fortune Cookie. The Shanghai heads listening would immediately like have a smile on their face. It was one of the most successful restaurants amongst the expat community.
Of course.
And it was American Chinese food.
Of course.
So it was just like, it was called Fortune Cookie. It was like on the nose.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was good. Like, yeah. I didn't grow up with American Chinese food. I didn't grow up with any Chinese food.
Yeah, yeah.
So my introduction to Chinese food was in China. So I know what Chinese food is. But actually, I also, you know, I'm a neutral. I have no dog in the race. Yeah. I would go there and eat and like the food too.
Hey,
I'm
man,
like, this is good food.
Yeah,
but
good
the Americans
food.
Would go nuts for it. And I knew Americans who would not touch Chinese food, only fortune cookie.
Yeah.
They're like, that's the
yeah, that's the real deal.
It's such a bizarre thing.
I mean, I get it. It's like, yeah. You know, you go to, let's say, Italy.
They would do also the fortune cookie thing, just like the movie.
Of course, yeah. Yeah. So stupid, right? But like, yeah, she's like, oh, Luke, Confucius says. Yeah, yeah. I'm like, no, he doesn't.
Confucius says 10% service
exactly.
charge.
Yeah. Confucius, they tip your waitstaff.
Exactly.
It's like, oh my God, really? We're doing this? But yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely, man. Like, that's what opened my mind. And I was like, oh, you're right. You know what? And that kind of made me think like, yeah, they're happy.
Yeah.
Why are you trying to change their world? Their world is fine.
Yeah.
They're really not actually interested in seeing the real world.
Mm.
They're like just interested in seeing their world.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, that's very, very true. I mean, I'm sure when I'm 60, I'll be like, I have no interest in anything new.
Yeah, I mean, that is the crazy part. I think, who was it? Some comedian was saying, like, you know, everyone starts liberal.
Yeah.
And then slowly,
yeah,
you
yeah,
just
yeah.
start, like, it's not even about tolerance or anything. It's just about, like, oh, I just want to do my thing.
Yeah, yeah, stop.
And
like,
also,
to
like,
it, yeah.
because, the younger people have more tolerance to, like change, right?
Yeah.
Which is fine. But at some point, like, you are, as an older person, you just stop learning, like,
yeah.
you stop, you know, you can force yourself to, like, accept stuff.
Yeah.
But at some point, you're like, you know, it sounds very silly, but it's like the whole thing is like, oh no, my gender is this and that. I'm like, I kind of respect that.
Yeah.
But I'm struggling to remember
the
things that you're...
Yeah, you know, it's regressing too much, man.
Yeah, 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 exactly.
I'll put it this way. It's like, same with comedians. Like, initially, you'd be like, I just want to write jokes. I'll try this, I'll try that. After a while, like, I just want to do my show. Like,
yeah.
I don't get it. Like, I don't need to be like, what about we do an act together? No, I'm
no.
good on my own, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That actually goes back to lips. So that's actually what really one really good thing about it is that you can just go up. We have full creative control over what happens in the comedy segment. And so far, we're just running it as like showcases, like mini showcases. But that's great for the comics because it's exactly what you're saying. You just go up, do your set, leave.
Yeah.
The end.
Yeah.
You will have an audience, small or big. You will have an audience. You'll get paid a certain amount. It's the same every night. You can grab a drink for free if you want. And that's the end of it. Just go do your set and leave.
Yeah.
It's like one very comfortable setting
yeah.
that you know what you're getting.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, like, that's the thing that after a while as a comedian, you kind of get into the routine of, like last night I was at the Aftermath and I was on first doing 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember because I had work to do at home anyway.
Yeah.
So I went down, the show started, did my thing, and I literally left after that.
Yeah.
And everyone did look at me like, you're leaving? I'm like, I have stuff to do, you
yeah.
know? But at the same time, I was like, yeah, I'm good, dude. Like, I get my
yeah.
set, I'm good. And I think that's what's made me realize with, like, the UK scene,
mm.
where comics come in, do their set, and leave. And
yeah.
I'm like, this makes sense.
They're so not hanging out.
They're
yeah,
not hanging
yeah.
out. At first, I'm like, don't you want to, you know, talk a little bit? And I'm like, this makes sense. Because, like, you're literally coming like a mercenary,
yeah.
coming in, doing the job, leaving. I'm like, that is totally fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I think
I guess it depends also on, like, the geography of the city. Because
yeah.
some of them are like, you would travel for like 45 minutes to do
oh,
a gig.
Yeah.
So sometimes you're like, all right, it's worth it. Like, I'm going to sit down and like rest and
anyway,
have a beer,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But if you are like in a city like New York, when you can just go across the street and do three more spots,
yeah.
like, why the fuck would you hang
yeah,
out?
Exactly. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
I'm working,
like,
dude.
I'm working,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, exactly, yeah, yeah.
And that second model is what I'm attracted to more, which is actually now is kind of starting to happen in a very small way
yeah.
with the lips gigs.
Yeah.
Because
you do it, you get out, go to your gig.
Running five nights a week
yeah.
on top of every other gig in the city,
yeah,
which means if you are on the lips roster, you can actually do two, sometimes three gigs a night.
Yeah, yeah.
If you are on backstage and takeout, you can actually do lips backstage takeout on
wow,
the same night.
Wow, that's crazy. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, that is crazy.
Yeah, I mean, so for everyone who's listening right now, lips is happening what time and how much and what's going on?
It's basically 7:30 to 8:15. It's a 45-minute show.
Yeah.
On paper, it's 7:15, but realistically, it starts 7:30 every
yeah.
night. And it's five nights a week from Tuesday to Saturday.
Nice.
Yeah, the deal is very simple. Like the audience, you as an audience, you don't need to do anything. You just buy a drink.
Yeah.
It's a cocktail bar in a 5-star hotel. So
yeah.
of course you're expected to buy a drink.
Yeah.
You can buy 5 or 10 if you want.
Yeah.
But you can buy drinks. There's like, they have like some finger foods and stuff and they give you like fancy cashews and whatnot. It's just what you expect of a 5-star hotel, really. And then there is a show going on. And the show, you don't need to do anything. You just enjoy it.
Yeah.
So there is us, as I said. There is Magic. There is a band. And there is also, I think, towards the end of the night, on certain nights, there is a DJ as well for people who want to party more. but it's super swanky. It's very nice, and everything is just like it's accounted for. Like the dude that did the lights and the sound system in a way that like all the entertainers like had a say in it, including myself. So I went in Windier building, and actually they were deciding on the sound, and he had the idea of the surround sound, like a home theater.
Ooh.
And that's actually what we ended up doing.
Nice.
So because the room is not very big,
yeah.
So actually there is a home theater in the venue.
Oh my God.
It's so good. Actually from stage, because there is a stage monitor for the
performer.
Musicians.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So for the comedian on stage is not super comfortable for the first couple of days.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Because you're not used to hearing yourself. The monitor
is on. Yeah.
So you think there is an echo, you think the sound's not very clear.
Yeah.
But once you get off and watch another comedian on and stand in the room next to the people, it's great. It's just performing for people in a very big home theater.
Yeah.
Light is good. Like there is also like a moving curtain, although it's very slow. So we don't use it because it's just look
ridiculous. I was like, please welcome your first comedian.
Yeah, it's so slow.
You're like, oh, dramatic slow. They're clapping like, don't stop the blood, people.
It literally takes a minute to open, even though this phone. Yeah, so we don't use it. It's just between acts.
Can we like?
You're just, welcome to use it,
dude. For one night, have the music. Please welcome everybody. Put your hands together. You're in for a treat, and you keep talking for a whole minute. Because tonight, we have got some comedy. Do you like comedy? If you like comedy, make some noise, everyone. Are you
ready
for the
whenever
show?
Whenever you are on the first time, you do that,
dude. That would be so good. Yeah, I can just imagine.
They don't even have notes for us. They're like, just do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Like, I think they will only have notes if we like drive people away.
Yeah.
As long as because it's a whole point.
They don't care.
It's
like, give us
they don't
entertainment.
Care. Just put something on stage that is different.
Yeah.
So because we can't have a band for 5 hours.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you can't have magic. You can't just be a thing on stage.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
all.
I get it. They need entertainment of certain quality where their guests can be like, oh, comedy, let me go check it out. You
exactly.
know? Yeah, yeah, yeah. For sure, dude.
So yeah, have play with the curtain.
I can totally like, I can imagine just literally just a minute of the old classic 70s game show.
Yeah.
Welcome everybody tonight on the stage. We've got Chris Bisney and you know.
Oh yeah, that's funny. It's like, the beginning of like a late night show. Like
Jimmy exactly.
Or
and now please welcome your host, good evening, everyone. How are you doing today? You
know? We should have you do it like a bunch of recordings.
Oh yeah, that'd be so good, dude. I would love it, man.
Yeah.
And then like you walk out, people have to be applauding.
Yeah,
you're like,
yeah.
Come on, sit down.
Yeah. But then it will only work if you're also wearing a suit, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then it becomes like a bigger show.
Yeah, like a bigger show. Like, hey, so have you been reading the news lately? I mean, come on, the general wastage fee. Come on, baby. You can't use plastic forks. What's going on?
Yeah. You should riff on the local news for 5 minutes.
Yeah, I think the audience like, we just got into Hong Kong today.
Yeah, exactly.
You're like, people, you're
missing
that.
We're here for a conference.
Let me just say, paper plates more like paper shades. It's like, what? That mean a word. I'm like, so confused.
Cut to 20 years later, you're still doing the same thing.
I'm still like, this guy knows what I'm talking about.
Like, never met you before.
I'm leaning against a piano by that time.
Yeah, exactly. They have a stool for you.
the best thing is like the piano guy knows the punchline already.
Yeah.
He's like playing the tune. I'm like, oh, this guy's playing some music to go with the joke. Okay. Yeah. Oh,
so
man.
Funny.
Have you ever taken the tram? You know what they call it over here? They call it ding ding. The guy's like, bram, dam, dam, ding ding.
Yeah.
So stupid.
It's very stupid. But it's a fun gig for the comics. Like, you know, they come in, as I said, like we have an audience.
Yeah.
And, you know, the audience is pretty much different every single night.
Sure, yeah.
Which means
yeah.
even if you're working out a certain bit or a certain routine,
just
you can
trying,
just keep honing at it.
Yeah.
Then it just.
Wow, dude, that's crazy.
It's very fun. So, if you are, you know, and the cocktails are very good, obviously expensive, but they're very good. I don't drink myself, but they have an extensive menu of no drink, like not alcohol.
No alcohol, yeah.
So mocktails they have ones stuff, like mocktails. They hate calling it mocktails. It's like non-alcoholic.
What's the term that they call it?
They're just like non-alcoholic.
Like pussy tails? Like what's going on? Yeah. You have a cocktail.
Yeah, it's basically pussy tails. Yeah, exactly, for people who don't drink. But they have one that is non-alc and no sugar as well.
Wow.
So
water? Is that what they're selling? Water? And
No alcohol, no sugar, no liquid.
Exactly. It's just vapor, sir.
Yeah.
Just vapor.
They don't have vapor. Like a couple of drinks are like those like crazy.
Oh yeah, with those smoky things.
Smoky thing.
Of course they have to.
Of
right?
course they.
It's got the
they
dry
have one
ice.
With a gun, like the bubble gun.
Oh yeah.
So
yeah,
actually,
yeah.
you catch it with your cup. up.
Oh my God.
That's like for Instagram, like influencers.
This
and
is
stuff.
Absolutely unnecessary. Like,
it's so unnecessary. It's so over the top.
Yeah, clearly it's like the conference people who have like just, let's say, or the business person who just came to Hong Kong, sealed the deal, and was like, all right, man, I deserve a little treat.
Yeah.
Give me that bullshit thing over there, you know. Let me play this stupid thing. I can afford that shit.
Yeah, yeah. You see, also, that is one, and which I know when we signed up for this, I know it's not going to be like a comedy club gig.
So I
accept that.
Yeah.
That there will be distractions and stuff. If I'm running a comedy club show or if I'm headlining, obviously, we have different standards.
Yeah.
But for a show like this, like, you're not the main thing, as you said. Like, you're just entertainment.
Yeah,
on
you're
stage.
On the side. Yeah, yeah.
I understand if people are distracted or whatever. It is still funny to see, like, you, like, try to, like, tell a joke.
Yeah.
And then the bartender comes with a gun.
And then,
like, pulls the bubble and it goes up in the air and it lands very slowly. And the customers try to catch it with their cup while their friends, three of their friends are on Instagram. Now the flash is on so they can catch it.
Oh,
and I'm like, oh, man.
You got outdone by a bubble.
Yeah. Who is, like, I'm gonna go on a limb here and say even Jerry Seinfeld will be like Trump, like, eclipsed by a bubble.
Let me just say, if something like that happened to me, it would definitely burst my bubble.
Guy on the piano.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, the other day also we were on stage, so I don't remember who was on stage. It wasn't me, but someone was on stage, and then the front row table was basically on fire.
Yeah.
Because the bartender came and did like a fire
flambe thing.
But it's like, really, it looked like it was on fire.
What the hell?
It wasn't,
man?
Like a little, like, one shot glass with a little fire.
It was
just another thing they do.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, oh God.
What is going on, dude?
It's pretty difficult.
Dude, this is like doing the cafeteria gigs, man. Like where they're in college and the kids are just lining up to get their food. Like, well, talk to me while I'm waiting.
It's a lot easier because everyone knows, they understand.
And we
also now say, like, 15 minutes before the show, there will be a stand-up show here.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to spring it on them.
Then what's going on? Why is this?
And some people who are like, want to talk business or whatever, there is actually a corner in the far right of the bar.
Yeah.
Where you can go. You will hear the show, but we won't hear you.
Which is
really good. That's another thing that they got right.
Yeah.
Is that there is like a booth all the way in the back where you can sit. If you want to, like, just like kind of listen or whatever, or you just don't want to engage.
Yeah.
You sit in the back. And then everyone else is heading closer to us.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah, it's very fun. So come to Lips. We're there 5 nights a week. You'll see a lot of us working out new stuff, and you also see like some new faces. Bai Wan just had her first show last week at Backstage. She was based in Shanghai. Started with Nora at Spicy Comedy, and now she moved here. Great comic. Just started, a lot of potential. So come check her out whenever you see her face on a poster. One thing we're talking about before recording, you were saying that you have a couple of the next couple of weeks are all just like domestic work for you.
So my life now is, as I was saying earlier on, is like all cabling, organizing, trying to get furniture, trying to put this in, and all between.
How does it feel to be a housewife?
Hey man, it's pretty all right. I'll take it because the husband comes back and kind of takes care of me. But basically it's a slow process. It's all right. The only problem is that everything keeps adding up, as in like time and money. And you're like, God damn, dude, how much for this? I'm like, oh shit. I gotta wait next week, maybe, you know.
Yeah.
And secondly, is that it literally takes time because you want to do a good job, right? So like, even putting up a shelf, like, you might think IKEA, whatever, right? Dude, like, this goddamn IKEA shelves, I forgot how long it takes you to build these shelves yourself.
Right. Yeah.
Like, it took me 2 hours per shelf over here.
Oh my God.
Just because, like, they got the wood planks and everything. Yeah. And you know, because it's your own home, you're like, oh, which side of the wood do I want to use? Mm-hmm. Make sure it's all aligned and all that shit.
Yeah.
And all that stuff. But once it's done, like, okay, now I want to decorate it. So my final thing that I enjoy the most is the final decoration, where you actually put the accessories and put the plates and everything,
and then you take like 2 steps back and just like,
and you're like, oh dude,
this is mine now.
I remember, man, like when I got a downstairs floor area when we did the first time with the graffiti wall and everything, I'm like, this is home, you know.
Now
you go down there, it's just a fucking mess because like too much shit, you know.
You're like, fuck this place.
Fuck it, god damn it, you know. And the walls are not white anymore. No, but basically because like all this shit that's supposed to come up here is still down there, so it's like, oh god damn. So that, but on top of the domestically, I also have work like with schools and everything now.
Right. So it's exam season, isn't it? Like, or pre-exam?
Pre-exam season. Yeah. So it's not exam right now. So what happens is that usually this time of the year, a lot of, let's say, departments, let's say English departments, might want to have English week, stuff like that. And they're always looking for new ideas. Mm. And the benefit for me is because I've done this long enough, many English teachers know of me.
Yeah.
Because, of course, as I said, I was featured in the exam and everything. Yeah. So I was like, this guy, he's exam quality, must be school quality.
Well, you're also, there is pretty much no competition because what else, what kind of other form of entertainment can they get?
They can go to Lips and go watch some shows there, you know. No. Basically, yeah, there's entertainment-wise, they would have like dramas and everything. They do have a few good dramas, like English drama groups. Huh. There are a few, at least before I know there were like this guy, Andrew Jones used to, sorry, David Andrews used to do Chunky Onion. He would go and do dramas in schools.
Fun, just by himself.
Him and a group. Right. A crew. And it was very good, like very, very cool for the kids to expose
for
to English.
For the kids, okay, yeah. Okay. So but it's with, just all in English. Like, okay.
But the thing is that because there's multiple people there, so their timing's a bit more difficult and the costs and everything. Yeah. I'm just one guy.
Yeah.
So I get the benefit of being the single guy. And on top of that, like going to
and
school.
And you speak Cantonese as well.
I speak Cantonese as well. So I get the multiple benefit. My identity, my my accolades,
good,
what I do.
Yeah, story.
Yeah, exactly. So all that adds up. So yes, I go to a lot of schools and usually either, so the combination is either it's for English week, where they want the kids to get exposed to English and showing like English is quite fun as well, you know, have a little laugh and be like, see, English is a good language. Otherwise you might have culture week, so you have me talk about my life growing up in Hong Kong. Otherwise you might have career development where I talk about what I do and making showing them that look
nice, you know, so you can show up three times for the same school.
Absolutely.
I have three different sets.
Three different sets I can do there. You've got the language side where I'm learning Cantonese and it's the same for them learning English. You've got the side of basically positive mindset where I'm not a funny or happy person. I look at the world from a different angle. I have like five different
cancer survivor, all that stuff,
you know, like, so everyone, if you're not smoking, start smoking, man. It's good for your career. You know? No, but basically a lot of these things, there's a lot of overlap, let's be honest, like my life growing up as a non-Chinese person, it's influenced how I positively see the world, all that stuff, right? But the idea really is that, hey, finally we get a guy that's not like, all right, kids, you know, if someone says something rude, what should you do?
Yeah, you don't want, like, and you're still like, you're, like, obviously you're a lot older than the kids, but you're still like, look like you're a young personality.
I look
right?
young enough, you know, time I do.
You're not like, like an old guy that like, oh man, what is this guy, like grandpa, he doing here?
Yeah, telling about life, how it respect
exactly.
is.
Yeah.
I mean, every
but they
time.
Also get that and they probably don't like it.
Yeah, they, oh, dude, the number of times I've done my stuff and you will have kids, oh, best assembly ever. I'm like, it's not fair. Yeah. I'm a comedian, you know? Yeah. You can't compare to a social worker. It's not fair to them.
Yeah, exactly. It's social worker coming in and talking about what respect.
Yeah, I mean, like, come on. You can't be... It's just not fair. It's like me saying, you know, let's say someone that swims in the Olympics. They're like, oh, wow, he won a gold medal. Come on, man. Yeah, it's a different game, dude. This is what I do for full time, right? So that's the fun part where the kids really, truly appreciate it. And a lot of times because of that, the teachers are happy with it. They're like, oh, wow, the kids stayed awake. They definitely enjoyed
it. Stayed awake.
Yeah.
That's a good... Like, that's a bare minimum.
Yeah.
If you are someone that you come through schools regularly and you know that the sleeping rate is like 20-30%, something is up.
It's 6 sleeps per minute, you know what I mean? But yeah, there's a lot of those. However, I'll tell you this though, the best part is usually before the talk, I tell teachers, hey, we can have Q&A at the end. They're like, oh, we'll just leave 5 minutes. I'm like, oh, I'm going to tell you now. I would recommend at least 10. They're like, oh, I don't know. I'm like, trust me. Mm. You're used to the normal social workers that will come and the kids are like, oh, I don't want to ask anything. Mm. I guarantee you, based on every time I've done school talks, there's never enough time for Q&A.
Yeah.
Like, because they get into it. Because they see that I'm a fun guy, whatever. And secondly, I answer everything.
Right.
They can ask me anything. However, the game. Okay, so the game, I always tell, there's always a moral, right? Mm. So the game is basically, you are allowed to ask me absolutely anything. And if you have the guts to ask it, I have to answer it.
Right.
I cannot be like, oh, I'm sorry, this is
a little
private.
Yeah, we did that at the end of our shows as well. Yeah. It was ask me, we actually called it like Reddit, ask me anything.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah, Reddit, exactly. Yeah. So precisely. And you as the performer have to answer.
Yes.
You can't be like, oh, you know what? That's not a, you know. However, when you ask it, you as the asker have to be responsible. Should there be consequences?
Yeah.
So one of my, I remember one time I went to a school and this guy was like, will you support NNN? And I'm like, what the hell is an NNN, right? I was like, hey, I'm really sorry. I really don't know what NNN is, but if you can explain it to me, I will answer you. I really did not know. And they're all laughing. I'm like, I know this is something bad. I get it. Right. I'm like, buddy, what is NNN? He's like, And eventually some kid just shouted out, no, not November.
Right.
Basically, you don't jack off for the whole month of November.
That's funny,
right? And I was like, all right, cool. I'm like, I know myself. You know, I'm a man. I won't lie to you. I don't think I could do that. That's not gonna happen. You know, but hey, you know what? Good for you if you can, right?
Right.
And at the end of the talk, before I left, the disciplining teacher went up and yelled the shit out of him. you know, that's you're disrespectful. Right, because,
He asked, not respectful.
So my game was that I will answer you, but look.
It's you have to deal with the consequences.
Yeah.
You, the student.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's a life lesson in a way, right? It's like, dude, sure, you can do whatever you want, but I mean, it's like saying you can steal, but you got to deal with the consequences of stealing, you know? So same thing.
Yeah, I think it's also good for them to know, like, you will leave the school unharmed.
Exactly.
Like, you don't know us.
I tell them.
You have to show up tomorrow.
Yes. And I tell them, one of my jokes is that I'm like, before you ask your question, I know probably you want to ask them about some teachers and everything. I just want to remind you, I don't study here. So I will answer you happily and leave. But tomorrow you're going to come back and that teacher's going to be like, what'd you say? You get my point? And I'm like, hey, man, I'm just saying, unless you want to change schools, I don't recommend that question, right? So, yeah, there's a lot of those. But
in general, like, people say that the schooling system here, especially the exam system, is quite stressful in comparison to, I guess, the Western society.
If you compare to, let's say, UK and Australia, where, like, first of all, whenever you get anyone from Hong Kong moving to, let's say, Australia, the parents are losing their shit.
Right.
They're like,
because it's too relaxed.
There's no homework. Like, what do you mean?
Actually, as someone who grew up in a similarly stressful education system, that's fucking ridiculous.
Now, this is the thing. I thought about it myself. I was like, you know what? As much as I'm like, come on, man, you let the kids be free. You're like, I would lose my shit. No. I'm like, I'm sorry, you're doing what?
You can't give like a kid that much freedom.
That's too much.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to lose their shit.
Yeah.
And they're going to be depressed easily because they're like, I don't know what to do. My life is too blah. Blah.
Yeah.
Like, no, sit the fuck down and get that shit done.
Yeah, you have to have something. I mean, but also at the same time, very aware that we're just like two old guys. You don't give kids as much.
Goddamn kids.
Yeah.
With your youth and everything.
Yeah, with your iPads and your YouTube.
Wasting on Instagram. What the fuck are you doing a comment here for, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Get the fuck off my comment
section. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know?
But like, I feel like, giving them homework. Is that not necessary anymore?
I don't know. Like,
what?
So I think obviously with everything like Buddhism, it's all about the center balance, right? So you can't give too much homework. You can't give no homework, all that stuff. Yeah. So my view has always been this, is that, look, if you have, let's say, 5 hours after school, I would recommend, like, 5 hours as in your time, not dinner and everything.
Sure.
5 hours just do whatever.
Yeah.
I would recommend at least 40% of it should be disciplinary kind of training, whether it's homework, whether it's you must do your chores, whether you have to go get a job, whatever.
Sure.
It's just to kind of instill a certain level of, like, you have to put some effort in.
Yeah.
Because what I've realized, honestly, is that no matter how life is, at some point you get used to it, and your threshold for acceptance of anything goes lower. Mm. In other words, when you are basically free, when my schedule opens up, I'm like, oh my, I'm losing. Dude, when I see an empty day on my schedule, I lose it. I'm like, oh my God. What? I'm so excited.
Overwhelmed with excitement.
I am so excited. Like, you don't understand. Like,
all the possibilities. I can sleep an hour more.
Yeah.
I can,
Dude, think of a dog that comes back and is wagging his tail going crazy. That's me. That's me. Yeah. The day before the holiday happened. Yeah. I'm just like, oh my God. Okay. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Oh, it's so good. So good. I'm losing my shit.
Right.
But then reverse it. Like, if I had like 3 or 4 days of that, I'm like, I'll.
Right.
It's
not as special anymore.
And that's what I learned, you know? And I think that's in general. Same with comedy. Like, for example, in the beginning when we started doing comedy, dude, honestly, all we wanted to do was go up there and perform.
Yeah.
Now, if you tell me go up there and perform, I'm like,
I'm
like, the situation never changed.
Yeah,
it's my job. But also the satisfaction is no longer there because you're like, this is the level I'm at.
Yeah.
This is my standard level now. I went down after Matt did my set left. I'm like, what's the problem here?
Yeah. Did well, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, it just like, that's exactly what you're supposed to do.
You know, and I think that's the thing about life that I would say Hong Kong has got right, as in they've really nailed the kids down to work. They've got it wrong because they've only taught the kids to sit down and work.
Right.
You know, and you can see in the toys and everything. Again, in a show, people will come and ask you, where can we sit? You know, all that kind of stuff.
Mm.
Whereas overseas, they'll be like, they'll just sit.
Yeah.
You're like, dude, this says reserved. Like, and?
Yeah.
Didn't that give you a hint? Like, well, you never specified it couldn't.
Right.
So it's a matter of like, if you don't say I can't, I'm gonna.
Mm.
Whereas in Hong Kong, if you don't say I can, I'm not gonna.
Right.
Right.
Seems cannot.
Yeah. Seems cannot. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So again, one of those things.
But you went through the schooling here, obviously, and what was because people, one of the recurring dreams or nightmares, rather, that people still have, like a few of them are quite common. One of them is like falling, right?
Yeah.
You always wake up like before you touch the ground.
Yeah.
Which I think it's fear of, I don't know what it is, death or heights or whatever.
Sure, yeah.
But one of them is very common, which is exam, the stress of exam.
Oh,
people still have it. I still have it. And it's
you wake up like PTSD, I forgot my pencil.
Yeah, it's always like forgot your pencil, you forgot your answers.
Yeah, yeah.
It's very common.
Have you ever noticed that no Asian or Middle Eastern ever has the dream where they wake up with just their underwear in the exam? That's such a Western dream.
Yeah.
Right? No one wakes up, I'm wearing my underwear. It's like, what? That's your least of your problems.
Yeah.
If that's my biggest stress that I'm having right now, life's pretty fucking good.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, if I'm just wearing my underwear, that's cool, dude.
Yeah.
But if
I
forgot my pen and I can't do the exam, I won't be able to afford the underwear. That's the issue right now.
Very true.
Right?
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't have. Now, first of all, I don't dream that much. I don't remember my dreams, I should say. Mm. Maybe I probably dream, but I don't remember it. Secondly, I think my biggest fear is usually not forgetting something. It's making careless mistakes.
Mm.
Like where you do it and you're like, oh shit, you're right. Oh, you know, like simple, stupid stuff. Right? And I think maybe as a young kid, I might have made a lot of those because like, I'm like, this is easy. Let me do it. And the moment it's easy, your brain's like, all right, autopilot.
You relax. Once you relax, you're done.
Oh, you're done, dude. Yeah. So I think I get those where like I will check something four times, not just even three times, like four times. Like, did I?
Right.
Like when I do my emails, dude, when I do my emails now, I have a new habit now. First of all, I type the email. I check the email. I check it again. And with Gmail, you can schedule the send time, right?
Yeah.
So I'll schedule it for 3 minutes later.
Yeah.
Shouldn't my subconscious come back a minute later, but hey, wait a second, you forgot this, you know?
Right.
Then I'm still covered.
Yeah.
You know, like this kind of stupid stuff.
Really? Do you do 3 minutes ahead?
I do a lot of those.
Wow.
Like, of course, if it's like a quick, you know, thanks so much, God, I'll wait for you to reply me, that's fine. But this is when I'm giving information.
I have a spell check now, like a separate, like an outside spell check.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah.
I'm like, I tend to like make, like even though with like the auto predict and stuff.
Yeah.
I still like make like stupid mistakes.
Yeah.
Because I like type fast and I just want to get it out of the way. So now, and people caught like my typos on the newsletter.
That's
actually when I started like doing like
spell
outside spell check.
Yeah.
So now I put anything that is like more than two or three lines.
Yeah.
I go through an outside spell check first and then I like catch it. Also does grammar fixes as well.
Yeah.
And then I put it back.
So How do you do your end of emails? Do you do the regards? Do you do sincerely? Do you the thanks?
It depends. I hate regards. I barely do it. I do cheers a lot.
Yeah.
So cheers, comma, and then the signature comes on its own. Sometimes I'm like, thank you and have a good weekend.
Yeah.
It depends on like how formal you're talking.
Yeah. My thing is always like, enjoy your day, enjoy your weekend kind of a thing. It's like always a little like, hey man, just, you know, enjoy. I'll see you later, you know.
We're still two humans.
Yeah, we're still humans, you know, like whatever it is, all this shit that I told you, but hey, you know what? Enjoy what you're doing and I'll get back to you, right? And secondly,
I'm never going to work with you again. But enjoy your weekend.
Yeah, enjoy the weekend without me, bitch. But I don't know. Like that's the thing. Like over time, I've come to realize that I've got to enjoy those emails as well.
Yeah.
Same with a lot of people. Yeah. When I receive an email, and you will see certain people will actually put some effort to make that email fun. Like, for example, they'll say, hey, man, hope you're enjoying this weird non-humidity happening in Hong Kong. Like, I like that.
Nice,
you know,
nice.
Like, it's not like, hey, hope you enjoyed your weekend. Like, bullshit.
Yeah.
Nobody cares about that.
Yeah,
you have that. And again, that's the thing. In schools over here, you were taught formal writing. So you'd be like, you're sincerely, you're thoughtfully, you know, best regards, stuff like that. But after a while, it's like when everyone does that, there's no feeling. So you've got to have some kind of a different edge. So again, coming back to schools and everything, I will say the thing that worked for me is because I went to local Chinese school. Mm. Discipline, crazy, all that stuff. However, because I was not Chinese.
You guys
Chinese,
get smacked as well?
No. I think back then, by that time, they stopped that.
Oh,
yeah. The smacking kind of stopped in my year, the year before.
Yeah.
Right? And you would still have the heavy, crazy, like work your ass off, you get stressed out like shit kind of exam stuff. But the thing for me is that because I would never fit in, as in I was a non-Chinese kid, my lifestyle had a bit more Western touch to it.
Mm.
So I'd come home, it's a bit more Western, go to school, very Eastern. So I really got a good mix.
Yeah.
And that's the next thing I tell when I go to PTAs, like parent-teacher association talks, I tell them that that's one thing I really think is beneficial.
Mm.
It doesn't matter which school you send your kid to, just have the opposite as well to complement it. So if you're going, like a lot of parents say, oh, I don't know, international school, or local school. Right?
And that's too free.
Yeah. International school is expensive, but they get to think. Local school is cheaper, but they, you know, they don't really think. You know, they're just sheep. I'm like, yeah, but you have a parent's job where you can
you
take
have
them.
To counter the opposite of what they've been having at school.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, so like if you go to international school, they're going to go wild at school, then counter it with some discipline. So they develop it over time. And look,
I feel like that one is harder than the opposite, which is like
same.
A disciplined Chinese, like disciplined kid. And now you give them freedom. It feels like a bit easier.
It's like,
but the other way around, the kid is, because now they're like, the home is not fun. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah. They don't want
to
come home.
They don't want to come exactly. home. They're gonna find ways to like be outside or like, you know, make
absolutely,
shit up or whatever.
Yeah. You get it? So like, yeah. In the same way, it's like being a clean comic going dirty is easier than a dirty comic going clean.
Of course.
Right. Same thing. Yeah. So I would say, yeah. Hence why I feel local schools have the benefits. Of course, not every local school is equal. La la la. All that shit. But again, you as a parent have to do your homework. You can't just be like, oh, local school, send it to what the next door, the one next door. It's like, no, it doesn't work that way. So there's a lot to it. But again, I have no kids. I have no right to complain and tell parents how to do their business.
But you see them like almost every day
all
now.
All the time, yeah.
Yeah.
And you will, honestly, I can tell the difference, man. Like, I can do two gigs back to back, go to an international school, go to a local school, and you see the big difference. I can say I've done actually back-to-back, like morning international, afternoon local school, okay?
Right.
Morning, you would go there and you could see a little bit more laid back. They'll sit there and they're a little restless.
Yeah.
They're sitting on the floor and they're like looking around.
Yeah.
And if you don't entertain them, they feel there's no need to show you respect.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're like, yeah, you're boring. I don't care.
Sure.
You know? And yeah, it's fair. You know, I didn't earn their respect. Fine.
Mm.
You go to a local school, that it's kind of inbuilt. You walk into the hall quiet.
Yeah.
Not that you want to be, but you're like, I better be quiet, I'll get in trouble, you know, you sit down. But then now you're sitting up straight saying, I better respectfully listen to this guy. And you have to go up there and shatter that.
Yeah.
Which is why like my opening bit for all schools is always, hey, my name is Vivek, you know, thank you to the MCs for saying my name correctly or incorrectly. And I'm like, oh, because back in school people call me Wick Wick. And the moment I do that, they're like, what?
Yeah.
What is this?
Yeah,
is
yeah.
This, hold on a second. This is not
I can
normal.
Laugh. Yeah.
I can laugh. This is funny, huh?
Yeah.
You know, bam, over, done. You know, once you got them, they're like, okay, this guy, okay.
So
I'm
what
hear
do you?
D-
what happens when you do that opening for the international kid?
Yeah. That also kind of works. Because but the difference is with local schools, I feel that they're laughing because the situation is funny.
Yes.
With international schools, they're laughing because they're like, ah, look at you. You got called Wick Wick.
Right.
It's a little difference of like they're laughing at me-ish.
Yes, yes, yes.
Not rudely, but they're like, oh, huh, this guy got called Wick Wick, you know.
Yeah.
Whereas local schools are like, ooh, the teacher said it wrong. Ooh, you know.
Right, right.
They're laughing
at
the teacher mispronouncing it.
Yeah, yeah. That's fascinating.
It's very, very interesting. Yeah. Just you can see the nuance in their eyes and the way they respond to certain things. Like, I had this one joke where I'd say after school, I didn't want to go to tutorial centers.
Mm.
So I would ask the teacher, hey, teacher, can I stay in school? Can you punish me with detention?
Right.
Teacher's like, oh, no, you didn't do anything wrong. I can't punish you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I got to do something wrong. And when I do that, local schools lose it.
Right, right.
The idea
because
that,
they can relate to you as well.
Because they all, they're like, what do you mean I have to do something wrong?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I've never had that power.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, their brains are, you can see in their eyes, they're like, I would do this, I would do that, I would do this, I would get that in trouble, I would do this, this is so good.
Right.
They've never had that freedom.
Sure.
Whereas in international schools, doing something wrong, the teacher doesn't really punish you to that level.
Sure.
Like a local school.
Yeah.
So you're used to doing something wrong. Like, ah, okay, I won't do it again.
You right, know? Right.
But local school, you're like, oh my God, that's a death sentence.
Yeah, yeah. It's like you're giving them a new like superpower.
Yeah,
they're
like
you can do that?
You mean there's a time and place when doing something wrong is actually useful?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my God, they're losing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so stuff like that. And that's what I really enjoy, where you get different audiences doing the same set and you see their responses, and the best feeling, just like you did in Australia, is when you know something's going to hit.
Yeah.
And you're like, wait for it.
Yeah.
Wait for it.
Yeah.
Bam. You're like,
you know something that they don't know.
Yes. And you're like, just
and
wait.
And you
for
know
it.
How they're going to react.
Yes.
It's like that beautiful moment of like, yeah, I know I have this power now.
Yes.
It's just like the superhero movie.
Absolutely.
You know,
you're like, I will do this super move.
Exactly. I will do this super move.
But you please go ahead and keep punching me.
Exactly. Very true.
Yeah.
Speaking of punching, the weather is getting a bit punchy. It's hot.
It's getting hotter, man.
It's getting hotter.
The humidity is still kind of acceptable right now.
It's manageable, yeah.
And honestly, we're in the middle of May, which is kind of worrying me because like there's no free lunch in Hong Kong.
So
if May is this weather, July is going to kick our ass,
Well,
man.
Since I moved here, pretty much every year, I always see the same headline, which is like, this was the hottest month on record.
Yeah.
Like, hottest May, hottest April, hottest whatever. So it just feels like, I don't know, maybe global warming is real?
Sure. I mean, I'm not denying that. I mean, have you seen the amount of packaging? Dude, like, the packaging I got for stuff that's been delivered here.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Like, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, but like, also, didn't they just pass a law for, like, single-use plastic that is supposed to be...
Oh, yeah, for cutlery.
Yeah, for cutlery.
Yeah.
Is this in effect?
It's in effect now, yeah. So restaurants and stuff will give you paper or biodegradable or kind of
like the wooden
cutlery. Yeah, but that's expensive.
Maybe?
So a lot of restaurants will use like the paper one, which, okay. So
what is a paper?
Okay, so there was this really, really funny thing where they had a press conference where this supplier of paper-based cutlery,
okay.
like hard paper-based cutlery,
yeah.
had to show their product and show how it's actually still just right. as effective as plastic.
Yeah.
And the guy goes ahead using their paper fork. Well, they're basically fork. Okay, I won't say sure. paper. It's like, you know, yeah. whatever. The fork and the knife to cut a piece of chicken.
A
or
knife.
Something.
Oh, that's
and
bad.
And the fork just breaks.
Yeah. In front no of
the,
shit.
Because that was the biggest question people had. They were like, will this be able to keep up with the type of food we eat over here?
Yeah.
Because we need that stronger plastic to cut the meats. We have thick slices of meat, right? Mm. They're like, no, yeah, definitely. We can't. And bam, broke. I was like, oh, shit. That became the running joke, dude.
Nice. Was this recent?
This is like, I think beginning of April, right? April 22nd or something was the day they had the law passed.
Right. I was in Australia.
In Australia as well. Yeah. And I was just like, and it became the joke of
Hilarious.
The century. They're like, of course, and this is because people before have always complained that these.
This is kind of like that test for the Cybertruck when they did like.
Oh, yeah, it didn't work or something?
Yeah, because Cybertruck is supposed to be like unbreakable,
bulletproof,
basically,
bulletproof
or whatever.
Yeah.
And Elon Musk had like his engineer like throw like a heavy ball at the.
Yeah,
like it was a metal ball.
Yeah.
At the glass, but it immediately shattered. Oh. And he's like, oh, well, that's going to go back in the. That guy's definitely getting fired.
Yeah, that guy's. You know?
Yeah.
Oh,
but
shit.
It was also for the whole world to see. It was quite funny.
Yeah. But I mean, well, a good save, though. That's going back into the lab. You know, that's a good save. You
know? It is. Here,
the guy doubled down. He got another fork and started working on it. I'm like, why would
did
you do that?
Did he actually?
I remember, seeing the short video thing. Because like, everyone's telling me about it. I was like, because I remember.
I actually never heard of paper-based.
It's a hard paper, like cardboardy kind of thing, but it should be hard enough. But again, you're assuming it's soft food. Remember, we're not in the Western world where the food there is softer.
We
eat bones, number one. And think about the pork chops, man.
Yeah.
That stuff requires a lot of cutting.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what I mean. And it's not the knife, it's the fork. With the pivots on the neck of the fork, I'm like, that's where it's gonna break.
Yeah,
and it happened to me because I remember I did a gig and they gave me like the chicken rice thing, gave me that little papier-mâché whatever, a fork and knife. And number one, forget it. Like you're not eating the meal immediately. You might eat half and put your fork inside, do some work, and come back.
Yeah.
The fucking fork melts, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it gets a little soggy.
Don't you also? Yeah, exactly. The same problem that we have with the paper straws.
Yeah, same deal.
Like these things never work. I hate them so much.
Yeah.
You know, as much as I want to care for the environment and dolphins, I care also for my fucking like smoothie to actually work.
Yeah. The problem is
it's also moisture. It's just like simple.
It's moisture. You can't help it.
You can't help
nature,
it. Paper plus moisture.
Exactly.
Equals bad news.
This is Mother Nature saying not in this way.
Not in this way.
Yeah, not in this way, dude. Yeah. Like I will tell you how the laws of physics work and this is going to get soggy real soon. Oh man, yeah. So I don't know. Like at this point, I've just come to go to like, you know what? I'm just gonna enjoy
but
what
also,
I can.
Also, like I feel like plastic bags are a bigger problem. Maybe they're not. I'm not an environmentalist, but the plastic bags, like I usually tell the fruit lady, like no, like I have my own tote bag or whatever, and a lot of people do.
Yeah.
But also the amount, like how heavy-handed they are with these plastic bags are insane. Because I would go and buy like, you know, two tomatoes and some bananas and like
two
avocados.
Bags for this, two bags for that.
Like, yeah, it's
fuck?
Like, what are you doing, lady?
Yeah.
Like I use them again, maybe like that's an idea for a lot of people. Like if you have dogs, you can just use them as poop bags later.
Yeah.
I still like, even when they give them to me and I don't have another bag, I still use them. But it's still just total waste.
Yeah, like, but those bags are not as biodegradable as, like, say, the poo bags that you normally buy from stores,
correct.
Right?
Correct. So it's still bad.
It's still bad.
But at least
you
don't toss them. But yes, you're right. Like,
dude, forget that. Go to a bakery. Those bastards, man, they will separate every item into a plastic bag. I'm like, what?
Yeah, the local bakery.
Yeah. Like, I have to tell them, like, no, I'm going to have it right now. Just give me the paper bag. They're like, get all oily and soggy. I'm like,
doesn't
I'm going to eat it now.
Yeah, put it in my hand.
Yeah, put it in my, like, the egg tarts, I go straight in my hand, man. I'm like, do not give me this fucking bag.
This is the tray.
Yeah, this is the tray. Just put it in there, you know. Like, I'll take the little paper.
Actually, you can just feed it to me. Just open your mouth.
Exactly. Yeah.
Put it in here.
Yeah, exactly, you know. God damn, like every time I do it, like order it, and if I forget and they immediately pass it back and they put it in, I'm like, oh shit,
God
I'm gonna eat it now, dude.
Yeah.
Ah shit.
Yeah, those are again very heavy handed with like those like
default
light plastic bags, or even the plastic layers between things. It's like it's too much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
but
why.
Like the fruit, but I mean, what is the alternative going back to cutlery? I guess like chopsticks are great, but not everything.
I think maybe some sort of government subsidy so they use some better quality of the biodegradable ones. You know, like let's say the coffee shops, they have these corn-based straws, you know.
Oh, yeah, those ones that you can actually eat.
After? Maybe those, yeah. But forget the eating one. I mean, those are too expensive and hygiene, whatever.
Yeah.
But like the corn ones, at least stay strong for a longer while.
Yes.
You get it? Like, I'm sure
they also end up melting a little bit with the hot coffee.
Yeah. But still, I think it's acceptable.
For iced coffee, is good.
Yeah, you get it. But the thing is that the government should subsidize in that sense, at least then, you know? Yes. Like, come on, man. You can afford this kind of money. I mean, you might say you were losing money on all that shit, but like, you have the money. Don't do the stupid shit.
I mean, that is also reminds me of one last thing. We talk a lot about like the corporate bookings we get, and it's always, and actually Annie just reminded me of that as well, because we're both have like in negotiation with like corporate events, and they're both having the same thing that you always keep saying. No matter how low your quote is or how much you say in general, they will always counter it with something else.
Yeah,
they will never go like, all right, that's decent, let's go.
Yeah.
Will always be like, how much else can I get?
Yeah.
It's like, I'm actually giving you a very reasonable thing.
Yeah.
And of course, reasonable is whatever subjective. But even when I'm like, Annie literally like, one of the things like through a connection of hers, she's like, they're like, okay, we don't have budget. She's like, Annie's like, okay, I will do it for this and this. It's like nothing basically. Yeah. And he still went to us like, okay, can you do this other thing? Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, exactly. Come on. Oh, for sure, man. Every single time.
Yeah.
So you, like, that's the thing. You build your brand hopefully to a point where they feel it might be disrespectful to ask you that. But according, you know, come on. Everyone has to start from somewhere. And that's happened to me all the time. Like, oh, while you're there anyway, could you, come on, 15 minutes, maybe 20.
Exactly.
I'm like, doesn't work that way, dude. Five minutes is not just like, I'm just keep talking. I want me to space the words out more. This is stupid, you know?
Yeah.
I'm like, forget it. I'm not going to argue with you. I'll explain to you why 15 is better than 20, the attention span, wah, you know. Yeah, but yeah, you get all that all the time. Like, it's to the point where I'm like, all right, okay, let's go.
Yeah, exactly. You're already expecting it. So you go, but that's just annoying things. Like, once you already know they're going to do that, then you're just going to start coding a little higher.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Knowing that they're going to try to lowball
it's
you.
Unnecessary,
and you get to the price that you wanted in the first place.
Exactly,
it's just a stupid dance.
It's a dance.
It's almost like, you know, asking like someone out.
Yeah.
And it's like, you already know what's going to, like, what you're trying. They know what you're trying. And it's like just this silly dance of like, oh, do you want to go out for a coffee?
And you're like, what, can I go to this place? I would love to.
Go to the same place at the same time. Yeah. And then it's like, just say a date.
Yeah, exactly.
There's nothing wrong with saying the word date.
Yeah, there are some things in life I feel that a dance is good, the little this and that.
Sure.
But like, certain things, you're like, bitch, shut up, okay? You give me those looks. Exactly. I know you want to go on a date with me.
Exactly.
Let's get to the point. Let's do the dancing while we're on the date.
Exactly.
Okay? Yeah,
but
man.
But like, what is this?
Yeah.
It's a date.
That's exactly.
You know, we just met. We don't know each other.
Yeah.
We met again. It's a date.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, really? Does that mean anything? I was like, shut the fuck up.
Exactly. It's like, also, you're 45. Like, stop doing that.
Yeah, stop being, I've never done this before.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Bitch,
you have three kids.
Yeah.
You've never done this
exactly.
before.
Yeah. Like, I would never ever. Yeah. It just happened to happen. It's like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Come on. Yeah, it's the same thing. It's like, the HR people or whatever, like, the person. It's like, do it. We're professionals.
Please don't do that.
So on that note, if you are hiring us, please don't make our lives difficult. And yours, because you're just wasting time.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, hey, I really want to work with you. You should start there. Like, I really want to work with you.
Yeah.
You know, whatever you give me, we will try to make it work.
Yeah.
I would really respect that.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, you know, we might not have a lot of budget, which obviously everyone says.
Yeah.
Even when they do have budget. But still, like, the willingness of like, you know, let's make this happen.
Let's
just work together. Instead of like, tell me, what's your card?
Let me show you my card.
It's like, oh, God.
Yeah, I know.
Come
it's
on,
so
man.
Boring, dude.
It's so boring.
So boring.
That's it. It's boring.
Yeah.
It's like, can it just... And also, Hong Kong's about efficiency. Just be fucking efficient.
Dude, I know, man. It's okay. I don't know. Like, look, I'll be honest with you. I'm at a point now that I get less of that now.
Yeah.
Mostly because
I'm
wanna,
I'm there.
You're in the beginning. Yeah. In the beginning, it was a lot of that shit. Now they're like, oh, well, I mean, that's his cause. I mean, we can't challenge him on that. That's who he is, Vivek Mobani kind of thing. Thank you for that. But every now and then I get that. Oh, you know, unfortunately, we can only do this. And then, you know, if you could do that, that'd be great. I'm like, I could go back and be like, I'm sorry, I can't really do this price. So I'm like, you know what? Fine. Let's just get this done. I'm going to go home and sleep.
That's true. For us here in the next couple of months, we're actually having, aside from the Lips shows that you can come to anytime, backstage comedy calendar is full basically every Saturday. We're at Base Hall, 9 p.m. Different shows. We have Hong Kong as Fuck that has just happened. We're lining up international headliners again for the summer series, and also some local headliners, some showcases, new faces. So the scene is popping. The guys are back all from touring. Tim Chan, yourself, Jordan, Garen Chu is going on the road a couple of times as well. So it's going to be a lot of fun. come check us out. Backstage comedy. And one last thing, sign up for the Patreon. Patreon.com/hohopod as we're building the podcast studio. Vivek, what do we need?
Basically, we need all your savings that you that you thought you were going to do on yourself. And yeah, just remember, we're going to be getting, we have to get cameras and lights and everything. Yeah. So the investment really is that lights and cameras, those are the main ones. The rest, we like the podcast equipment, as you can hear, yes, the audio side, we're done. We will not ask you to pay for our shaving cream.
Nah.
Nor moisturizer.
No.
But we would be appreciative if you can pay for, like, you know, our time.
Yeah, the time and maybe some water to drink.
Yeah. That'd be nice. That'd be nice.
Cool. Actually, something we can offer the guests is something else, because once we do podcast,
yeah,
I'm only lining up good looking guests.
Well, let me just say, so the water that we have in this particular flat right now is of high quality. It's a sweeter water, softer water. I've got the Brita
it's
filter.
Very soft.
I've got the Brita filter. So whoever's here, I can guarantee you'll drink my water. They're like, well, hey, wait a second.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, there's a reason I put that stuff there.
But also, we will need to pay our video editors as well, because we'll need someone to help us with the clips and everything.
Yeah, exactly.
And the subtitles and all of that. But yeah, it's genuinely a good way to support the podcast that's been going on for many, many years. Patreon.com/hohopod. That is it. I'm almost never able to get it right in one go.
That's okay, Mohammed.
It's a tongue twister.
It is. That's why, for everyone, if you could not understand his English, let me say it once again without the twisting of the tongue. Patreon.com/hohopod.
There you go.
Enjoy your weekend.
Bye-bye.
It's a weekday, but enjoy weekend.
Cheers. Faithfully.